Today the church honors a great priest and bishop and cardinal, a great religious and teacher, an apologist, evangelist of the faith. And of course it is, as we saw in the collect, St. Peter Canisius. St. Peter, who as a young man entered the society of Jesus and was sent to his own land of Holland, in that area of the Low Countries, which were at that time governed by Spain, Holland, or the Netherlands today, Belgium and Luxembourg. They were all known as the Low Countries in the Middle Ages and in the Renaissance. And it was there that the Protestants after Germany struck the most. He was born in the city of Nijmegen, and all around him there were people who were abandoning the church. And they did not just abandon one church or one parish, they abandoned the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, outside of which we know there is no salvation. And so as soon as he became a Jesuit, a priest, and he was a theologian also, he began to work against this evil of heresy. And he preached very voluminously all over the place to place, from church to church, from town to town. In addition, he also committed some of his sermons and some of his teachings, which were the church's teachings, into writing. And as such, he was known as the hammer of the heretics. He never stopped hammering them until they would come back to the church, and many thousands did. He also wrote the first catechism, and all the other catechisms draw their efficacy from him. It's very possible that he was very much involved in the writing of the Catechism of the Council of Trent, or at least in its coagulation and publication. And so he indeed was a great proponent of the faith, defender of the faith in the true sense, and of course of the Jesuit order and society, and of the rule of the church, that which the readings of today's Mass, from the Mass of a doctor, because he is a doctor of the church, speaks of, that all these things shall be held and nothing shall be changed of the law and the teachings of the sacred scripture until it is fulfilled. In a certain sense, it is fulfilled in and by and through Jesus Christ in his own life, death, and resurrection. But at the same time, we also must fulfill it of ourselves. We must obey the law of God, the Ten Commandments, and all the morals that are taught to us in the Old Testament, and then, of course, the New Testament, of which St. Paul speaks to St. Timothy in today's epistle. The days during which we live, you and I, and perhaps that should say something about us, perhaps not, are days which require heroicity. We must be heroes. We must fight the good fight. We must teach the good teaching. And we must run the race, like St. Paul did. And we must, in the name of Christ, and with the power of Christ, conquer all the evils that surround us, not being afraid, but knowing that God will be with us and his most holy mother will be with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.